Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 119. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Passion Pit from Boston. That song is called Little Secrets. It's on the band's album Manners that was released on French Kiss Records in May of this year. The band is getting a lot of press, a lot of exposure. I think they were just on Jimmy Kimmel a couple days ago or somebody. I didn't catch the performance, but that's what the PR folks tell me. I've got lots of music this week, 8 tracks, so I need to rush right into the next thing. Let's move forward here with something from Charlotte Hatherley.
You said we're a long time. noticing everything, every second, every minute. And now it seems insane, the world still spins alone, now you're no longer in it. Whenever I want to lay down my tools, I hear your voice and I pick them up again.
Those were both entirely pleasant, weren't they? That last track was called Long Time Gone. It is on the new Seven Worlds Collide album called The Sun Came Out. Seven Worlds Collide is a charity project of Tim Finn from Crowded House, where he gets a bunch of people together, they write a bunch of songs, and they record them. That song was written primarily by Don McGlashan, with him singing the lead vocals. Don is a Kiwi who's been in a lot of bands that I've never heard of, but I like his work on this album. Also of note on this album is a lot of work from various folks in Wilco, and if you're a fan of Wilco, you'll be a fan of those songs, so maybe an album that you should pick up, and it's for a good cause. Just came out on EMI Records in September. Before that, we heard from Charlotte Hatherly. Charlotte, the guitarist and backing vocalist from Ash, and she's been in Bats for Lashes, and Client, I believe, is a touring bassist, a few other things. That song is called Full Circle, and is on her new album called New Worlds, which came out October 13th in the U.S. on Minty Fresh Records, and I believe it was released earlier in the U.K., but now it's getting some love from the U.S. and Chicago-based Minty Fresh Records. Coming up next, I have a track by a band called I Was Totally Destroying It.
I'm not sorry for running up in my discretion.
now that we're old and prouder than we should be. I hear you talking, but I don't see the need. As we go round until the day we pass out.
Both of those are perfectly serviceable, right? That last track was White Rabbits with the song The Lady Vanishes. That's on the band's new album, It's Frightening, that came out May of this year on TBD Records. That Brooklyn band is getting a lot of traction now, some play on commercial alternative, so maybe they'll blow up giant. Before that was a band, I Was Totally Destroying It, with the song A Reason To. That's on the band's new album, just came out in October on Grade A Records, called, and forgive me, Shirley Jackson, my high school Latin teacher, Hor Vacui, maybe. And that album is exactly what it sounds like there. It's very polished, very pop punk. One of the guys was in Sorry About Dresden so many years ago, and it kind of continues in that direction, but maybe mixed with, I don't know, like, think of The Outfield or some of that mid-80s super clean, sparkling production. That may or may not appeal to you. Good luck either way. Let's continue on. Let's make it a little dirtier. This is a track by Deer Tick.
You don't have to say anything.
you don't want me, I'll leave you any time you say. But when I don't come over to see you, well, you won't be satisfied that way.
Thank you. Thank you. It's all too much. All right. We started that set off with Deer Tick with the song The Ghost. That's on his new album, Born on Flag Day. Him being John McCauley, the driving force behind Deer Tick. That album came out in June of this year on Partisan Records. Deer Tick, of course, based out of Providence, Rhode Island, and not noisy and crazy like the other Providence bands we played a few weeks ago. After that, we played Carrie Rodriguez with the song You Won't Be Satisfied That Way. You can find that recording on her Live in Louisville recording that just came out, even though it is from a 2007 show when she was on tour with Lucinda Williams. That song is a Jimmy Davis and Lloyd Ellis composition, though you're probably more familiar with the Bill Monroe cover of that. And if you're not familiar with Jimmy Davis, you should read up on the singing Governor of Louisiana. It's a very fascinating story. If there's not a movie, there probably should be. We have come to the end of the show, so let me get some details out of the way. Let me remind you how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music and I listen to it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever the case is, I'll play it, we'll share it, and we'll get through it together. This week, we kind of got somewhere in the middle. No great tracks, but no bad ones, so hopefully it was worth your time. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things this week with a track by the Depreciation Guild. This is actually a 2007 recording, self-released recording, though it has just been re-released on vinyl, and gosh, I forget the label, in preparation for an upcoming release, I'm sure. The song is called Butterfly Kisses, and as I said, the album is a self-released 2007 album called In Her Gentle Jaws, Brooklyn band here. So hopefully if you like what you hear, you'll be hearing more and something that's a little easier to get your hands on. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you next week.